Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Juul Network. The Juul Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Juul Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Balancing Program Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Juul Pookrum, MD. Join Dr. Juul each Monday at 5 p.m.
Greetings, everyone, and how are you? And welcome to another week of the Dr. Juul Balancing Program. And this show is brought to you by the Juul Network, broadcasting the sciences of life and living on Blog Talk Radio. And as usual, you know that we want to stimulate and take in this fabulous information through all of the major sensory modality intake systems on the head, so therefore we need a pad, a pencil, and of course your attention, because that's going to make us what? Zach, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic to take in this information, which means that you'll remember it because all of these sensory modalities are operating simultaneously. And as you know, the brain is what? Over 70% water, and so therefore having your glass of water, not just a beverage, but water is very, very necessary. So you have a moment to get your water, get your pad and your pencil, and we'll be right back because we're going to talk about the wonderful activities that are lining up for us as we begin to encroach upon the real 2012. So I'll be right back after this message.
Would you like to be smarter, more at peace in your life? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Juul's Balancing Program. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Juul's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejuulnetwork.net.
Hi, I'm back, and everybody have their pad, pencil, and your water, the universal solvent, right at your side here in your bottle as you're riding the train or driving home, et cetera, or just leisurely enjoying us. Well, we have some interesting, fabulous activities coming up, but I'm sure I caught your ear when I mentioned to you that the true 2012 is arriving. No, you're not in it yet. And even though, you know, the newspapers around you or the magazines and calendars and watches and things may be stating that this is the year 2012, it is not. And it doesn't take a lot of effort and energy to help you to identify that if you just want to look a little closer. The Gregorian calendar that is presently being used is very much out of alignment with the cycles of planet Earth, the moon, our solar system, and our sun, which then also means that it doesn't actually measure the movement of planet Earth in its own solar system, and as well as the movement of our portion of the galaxy. And so therefore the timelines literally are not accurate, and the designation of the beginning and ending of years is also incorrect. If you look at the cycles, 28 days for the rotation of the moon around planet Earth is a perfect 28 days, literally. And that happens where the moon rotates around the Earth 13 times in what is called one cyclic year. And so then if you calculate that there really are 13 28-day months as opposed to 12 erratic 28 to 31-day months in the Gregorian calendar, you can easily see how over time we definitely are not accurately measuring the cycles of our planet, of our solar system, of our galaxy, and so therefore our timeline is actually inaccurate. It's a man-made timeline, but it is not a solar and a galactic timeline, and that is what the major issue is. So all of these natural occurring icons and fixtures all over planet Earth, all the pyramids, the stellars, et cetera, that have been talking about the events and the changes that are occurring starting in 2012, in a major fashion and extending for a five-year period with the major shifting of the North and South Pole for planet Earth, the rising of large land masses that have been lying dormant on the ocean floors, sinking of new, or should I say surface land masses that will not be present for probably another 2,000 or 3,000 years, et cetera, all will be dramatically occurring in the next 5 years. And the onset of the 21st century by the Mayan calendar starts July 26th. So therefore, as we're seeing this slow buildup of activities that are happening on the planet, more storms, more earthquakes, more discovery of new organisms, identification of shifting land masses. You know, Florida right now is having, in the United States, is having a really big issue, major floods in Mexico, et cetera, where land masses are now being covered with water as they've never been before for thousands of years. Volcanoes erupting. We've had a lot of things going on, and those people who are only relying on the popular news sources have very little access to this kind of information. And for those of us who have intentionally signed up to be associated with astrological, astronomical, geological data collecting websites, are very much briefed on the increase in the number of changes that are happening every day. Everything is escalating. So we are also changing, whether you have been able to identify it or not. And as I've said over and over again, I've been very concerned about many of you subjecting yourself to medications, to surgeries, to invasive procedures, not understanding that we will have many biological changes that will occur, and our present medical system is not, not armed, literally. It has not built an armamentarium to consider the intense biological and environmental influences that will cause our tissues to take on very interesting actions, which can be looked at as symptoms, but these symptoms are symptoms of radical change and metamorphosis, that our tissues literally are changing and will not ever be the same again. So one of the things that has to be addressed that has been a primary issue on this planet for at least 600 or 700 years, really thousands of years. When I think about what I saw in Egypt just recently, it's been thousands of years, and that is around this fabulous macro molecule we call biopolymer, known as melanin. And melanin is the pigments that you see that give color to all life forms around us. So whether that's the blue pigments or the yellow or the green or the black pigments, the red, the orange, the purples, etc., those pigments are a component of what has generally been classified as the melanin biopolymer. The original term that was used to describe this biopolymer was known as chromatin or chromatic pigments, etc. And then when it became a science to study these pigments and the pigment changes that occurred in human tissue, then the term melanin was used, which obviously comes from the word derived noir, or Latin for blackness, or darkness, etc. So we find out that melanin is not just black, but it literally is the physicality of the entire electromagnetic spectrum. And as we know that when we can actually stratify and break each frequency of the electromagnetic spectrum down, or should I say isolate it, we can see a particular unique color for that frequency. But when all of the frequencies are combined, it appears as blackness, or what we call black light or black space, etc. There's no such thing as any space in time being void of the light. Important to understand that when it is nighttime outside, it is still full of light. But the actual pathways that the photons are taking, etc., are moving in space in such a way where the eye, the optic nerve, a part of the brain, the nervous system, is not able to pick up the frequencies that are available in what appears to be nighttime. That is why animals, for example, that have, you know, fluorescent retinas are able to see without problems at nighttime. Why? Because they have particular qualities that have been developed in the nervous system, in the brain, that allows them to pick up the frequencies of available and visible light that the eye of most humans have not been able to develop yet, at least the optic nerve. But the pineal gland has the capacity in the rods and cones to be able to see these frequencies of light in what appears to be darkness, because the frequencies that are available are not in what we call the visual spectrum. The frequencies of light that are available to be seen and perceived by the human brain are in wavelengths that are above and beyond the visual light spectrum. So if those areas of the brain that normally are able to perceive infrared, ultraviolet, light, gamma rays, X-rays, if those parts of the brain are not developed, then you're not going to be able to see at nighttime. And so obviously most people believe that it's dark outside and they're not able to see at nighttime because there's no light. Incorrect. There's just as much light as it is in the daytime. But the spectrum has changed. The dominant spectrums that are now flowing through space have literally flipped, and they've moved literally to a higher frequency that people who don't have developed nervous systems cannot see within. So this biopolymer that has gone from the name of chromatin bodies to melanin is very critical for our thriving capabilities in the 21st century. Every organism on the planet has melanin. You must, because it is the protective biopolymer that literally ensures that the frequencies within the electromagnetic spectrum remain balanced, so that the information stored in the form of protein, which is what DNA is, that's what your genes are composed of. These are biological proteinaceous databases of information. And they are stored in a particular package that we call genes, that are attached to a carrier called a chromosome. And when these protein databases are exposed to frequencies of light, they actually can fold on themselves, okay, or crumple in a way that the mechanisms that are able to transcribe and copy this information undergo the distortion and the cell will get the wrong information. So remember, you're composed of all of the electromagnetic frequency, all of them. So we are composed of gamma rays, X-rays, ultraviolet, infrared light, as well as just the visual light spectrum. But if the information on the genes that modulate these particular wavelengths of light have not been fully developed, and the cells then do not have components that allow them to interact with these frequencies of light, the cell then normally is harmed. So because we have moved into the Van Allen belt, we've moved into an area in our own solar system that has exposed us to frequencies of light that are much higher vibration than what we have been conditioned to, our cells are making that adjustment. And that adjustment is made through the amplification and the intensification of the melanin biopolymer. And therefore, it's very important that we know as much about it as we possibly can. So Dr. T. Owens Moore, as we call him, Dr. Tim, who is a neurophysiologist specializing in melanin, will be joining me, and we will be doing a joint presentation at the Clark Atlanta University campus on July 7th, 2012, by the Gregorian calendar from 1 to 5 p.m. And we're going to talk about the dynamics of melanin and as much as we can, because we only have 4 hours between the two of us, to give you the latest information and the dynamics of what must occur regarding this biopolymer in relationship to you being able to still stand outside and enjoy, quote, the sunlight, unquote, and not have to be concerned about whether you're going to have damage to your skin because of the increase in ultraviolet, quote, radiation or infrared or gamma ray, et cetera, because your melanin, when it is healthy, does modulate this and does allow the cells to process it. So it's very interesting because as we've looked at the history of the evolution of humanity, some very interesting things have occurred, and most of all, we look at the degree of disinformation. Disinformation, which is literally just an outright fabrication and a misuse of facts. Okay, so that's a very polite way of saying that there's a lot of literally just outright lies that have been told in the biological scientific arenas for many different reasons. What those are really aren't significant, but what it has done, it has caused humanity to become biased and to become very ignorant about the importance and the qualities of biopolymer that will allow them to be able to thrive in the 21st century. So one of the most horrendous components of this disinformation around melanin has been the persistent indoctrination that there is a such thing as race, and that this race is based on the amount of melanin in the skin and hair color and facial features and just a lot of other madness. At the level of DNA activity that we as humans are presently displaying, when you begin to actually look at the multiple layers of information that literally is housed in the genes and on the chromosome as decks of information, and each layer literally gives information to the cells to be able to behave in a particular way based on your consciousness. It's very important to know that consciousness literally is the ultimate blueprint, that tells everything regarding your body what to do, okay? It's not the genes. The genes are just the library books. So it's just like when you go into a massive library, okay? All those books are there, but if you're only going to find out about how to use a particular type of paint, then all of those books don't matter. none of them are really going to become appreciated and processed by your nervous system other than the one that you have focused on. So this is how our genes work. So we have genetic capabilities of being whatever we can think about in consciousness. But if you don't think about these things, then that does not allow you to have access to that particular biological database in your genetic databases, unless there's a huge, intense shift in the environment where you make a decision that regardless of what's happening, I'm going to live, then that is almost like pulling the emergency cord in the library and all of the books and all of the information, everything else that's necessary to become activated so that you can master a particular experience then occurs. But most of the time, most people don't pull the emergency cord in their DNA to allow the information to instantly become the directive for the cell for you to master the environment. Usually most people, unfortunately, will lose their life or become permanently maimed. So one of the very important things that's necessary to understand here is you have your own personal cable system. And I've been talking about this for a while. And relative to the balancing program, we know that once an individual comes into conscious awareness of any particular attribute they want to exhibit in their body, there is geometry that must be then presented to the individual's consciousness to allow that potential quality to become activated and then finally become physicalized. Now, what did I just say? I said to you, for example, if you want to create a chair, you first of all have to perceive such in your consciousness. Once you do that, now you have a template that you are seeing. You're seeing this template, and as you see this template, that gives directives to how light literally will collapse upon itself in this dimension that perhaps through your efforts or someone else's efforts, your chair will manifest in your life, right? You have to remember, if you want a particular chair for a particular space in your special room and you want it to be a certain color and a certain shape, et cetera, it doesn't mean that you have to be the one to actually make the chair. Your willingness to just hold the vision that you want a chair in this particular space and you know how it looks and you know the shape, you know the color, et cetera, that's the geometry, then that chair will manifest for you. So whether that chair is made by somebody on the other side of the world or maybe by the person next door, it will be made available to you, and that is how you wind up with the chair. Well, this is what happens for everything else. You have an innate protective mechanism that will allow you to circulate infrared, ultraviolet, blue, gamma rays, X-rays through the tissues of your body in a way that will not be harmful to them any longer because you are deciding that you're going to be able to thrive in the 21st century. By doing that, now you have called into action the dormant system that has always been in your cells known as the microtubule system. And the microtubule system is directly related to the energy grid. Actually, it's a part of the energy grid that actually moves light throughout the entire body. And what we have discovered is that the fibers, the protein fibers in this cable system, you're wired just like the cable system at your house, or just like the satellite system at your house. Every room has an outlet, and that outlet is able to carry different frequencies of light, whether it's TV or VCR or radio waves, go through the same cable as would be the different frequencies of light going through your microtubule system in your cell. And there's geometry that sets that into motion. So in the balancing program, most of you are aware of the fact that we have a force symbol that intentionally activates this cable system so that as we are moving into fields of more light, et cetera, that you will not literally go up in smoke. But this is really true. So you will not have to be dependent upon, you know, how much sunscreen to wear, et cetera, with a balanced brain and then looking at the geometry that activates the cable system that conducts light through the cells, you will be able to literally become more enlightened without bringing harm to your tissues and your DNA. So in conjunction with now amplifying the energy grid in the body, and as you've discovered, we've talked about the fact that there are resonators, just like in a transistor radio, we have crystals in there that resonate and increase the amplification of the radio waves that are moving through the circuitry of the radio so that you get a much clearer broadcast from the radio. Same thing happens in our body with our light grid, and those resonators are diamonds. We know that they are carbonite diamonds that are resonators in certain areas throughout the entire body that are hooked to a light grid. And that light grid, the grid literally comes together with its multiple fibers and runs through the cable system in every cell known as the microtubule system. So it's really wonderful since we've now been able to create the ultra microscopes that are able to see at the level of photon structure, we can see this actual light grid itself and to see how it actually accumulates and builds on itself, that we are able to see the more grosser structures of the anatomy of the body, and that's how we are finally able to know about the microtubule system. So please come out and see us July 7th as we talk about melanin, microtubule system, what has happened over the years, over the centuries with melanin, and why it's so important at this particular time. And, of course, as usual, it is important for you to get your brain balanced and get your diamonds activated. And in getting this information out to you, our update for our diamond activation and what is happening to us astronomically and geologically, Julie, I hope she's in the wings because we want to definitely hear what she has to say. Julie, are you there?
I am here, although the communication system was a bit dicey this evening. I think the line has dropped me 3 times in trying to get through, so I've been on for a while.
Oh, good. Well, Julie, give us an update real quick. Ooh, I must apologize. We don't have much time, and I always want to hear what you have to say. What's going on?
No, that's actually okay because all appears to be really quiet at the moment, but what I'm actually getting is that in that quietness, the inner transformation that is actually taking place through our personal internal light grids has actually sped up. The influxes that we were subjected to during the month of June are actually precipitating and allowing for a great deal of internal, sometimes it's reflected as turmoil, but internal transformation. So people may be experiencing internal heat a lot of the time as those processes actually both generate heat and utilize heat, in terms of some of those biological shifts and changes you were referring to earlier. So that's just a very, very quick update for people to be aware of, is the internal state at the moment. Externally, things are quiet, but we have been responding now to what we received in terms of those energies during the months of May and June.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting, too, you know, too bad this only happens once every 29,000 years, because since you've been also activating your microtubule system, how you've been able to tolerate the heat may have been very, very different if you had not been working to activate your microtubule system. Also, by looking at the sacred geometrical symbols that would do that. So, you know,
Yeah. It's
interesting. We put ourselves in an interesting position because we've been working to prepare ourselves for this time. And so our response to what's going on obviously is quite different than what many people are experiencing. And I really thank you for sharing that people may be having intense bouts of heat and reaction to this, et cetera, because they have not entered into extending and balancing the nervous system and getting their diamond light grids activated. So very quickly, please tune in tomorrow for Julie's entire show, the Diamond Light Show, at 5 o'clock, same time, so she can give you more details on that and the importance of what's happening, as well as I'll see you again on Wednesday. So thank you, Julie. Thank you very much. Don't forget.
Good night, everybody. Thanks, Dr. Jules.
Bye. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.net. If you'd like to reach us, please send an email to info@thejewelnetwork.net.